When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3060, The Primary Barrier Stopping You from Everything You Want in Life, by Benjamin Hardy of benjaminhardy.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. And now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Primary Barrier Stopping You from Everything You Want in Life, by Benjamin Hardy of benjaminhardy.com. Jack Canfield once said, quote, "Everything you want is on the other side of fear," end quote. And he's right, but I'm going to take it one step further. Pain, discomfort, shock, boredom, imposter syndrome, awkwardness, fear, being wrong, failing, ignorance, looking stupid, your avoidance of these feelings is stopping you from a life beyond your wildest imagination. These are the feelings that accompany a life of success. And yet, these are the very feelings you relentlessly avoid. Interesting how that works, right? Wealth, optimal health, incredible relationships, deep spiritual maturity, they're all available to you, but you have to pay the price to have these things. The primary obstacle in your way is how you feel about what you need to do to have these things. Most people aren't willing to feel difficult emotions on a regular basis. However, if you're willing to disregard how you feel in the moment, you'll have access to a world of opportunity unavailable to 99% of the population. When you feel the fear and do it anyways, you get the satisfaction of living life on your terms. Instead of being a hostage to your emotions, you get to experience them more deeply. Hilariously, once you break past the emotional blocks and just act, it's never as bad as you think it will be. Make the decision and act. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "When your desires are strong enough, you will appear to possess superhuman powers to achieve," end quote. Similarly, Tim Grover has said, quote, "When you crave the end result, the hard work becomes irrelevant," end quote. Put most simply, when the why is strong enough, you'll be willing to do any how. The clearer and bigger the why, the bolder the how. Hence, if you 10x your why, you'll have insights about how to do things far more effectively than the norm. As Dan Sullivan has said, quote, "When 10x is your measuring stick, you immediately see how you can bypass what everyone else is doing," end quote. If your dreams are big enough, you'll have to do different things than you've been doing. Not all hows are created equal. You'll have to do things you don't feel in the moment like doing. You'll resist the actions you need to take. If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. What got you here won't get you there. If you want bold results, you need bold actions. If you want it bad enough, your momentary feelings won't stop you. How you feel right now is irrelevant. Of course, it's out of your comfort zone. Of course, it may not feel good in the moment. Said Tim Ferriss, quote, "A person's success in life can usually be measured by the number of uncomfortable conversations he or she is willing to have," end quote. Are you willing to disregard your momentary feelings to achieve particular results? Start small. Life is practice. Every day is practice. Right now you're practicing, you're experimenting. Start with small stuff and work your way up. For me, taking cold showers is great practice. Even after doing it for years, I still often experience a moment of resistance. But I feel the resistance and do it anyways. Within seconds, the resistance I was feeling is replaced with confidence and satisfaction. The more frequently you can confront and walk past emotional blocks, the more successful you'll be. You will ride some amazing emotional waves. You'll find yourself in situations and ask yourself, how did I get here? How am I going to pull this off? You'll put off momentary comforts in order to behave in ways that generate wild success. You can have anything you want in life. There's a path to get there, but you have to face lots of emotional resistance in getting there. Do it anyways, right now. Don't delay. Do something right now you've been procrastinating. Do something right now that shocks your emotional system. You'll quickly realize it wasn't so bad. Then do it again with increasing intention. This is the essence of 10X thinking. Certain hows will get you 10X results. Most people won't get there. Are you willing to go there? How big is the emotional roller coaster of life you're going to ride? Small rises and dips, or huge rises, drops, spins, and twists? Life is meant to be lived. Emotions are meant to be felt and experienced. You get to design the roller coaster. Do you want the result bad enough that you're willing to feel absurd, horrible, amazing, ridiculous, and stupid to get there? Or would you prefer feeling safe and regretful? The choice is yours, but everything you want is available. And the more extreme the emotional shock you're willing to walk through, the faster you'll get the results you're seeking. Trust yourself. There must come a point when you stop worrying yourself over the opinions of others, even the opinions of your heroes. Your work and ideas must eventually come completely and unapologetically through you. Only when you fully trust yourself and your ideas will you be able to create in a bold, honest, and beautiful manner. No matter how quote-unquote successful you become, trusting yourself never gets easier. In fact, it only gets harder with more external noise and pressure. But you'll never be happy with yourself or satisfied with your work if you don't do what you truly felt inspired to do. Your most honest work will always be your best work. More than likely, it will also be your most successful work. You just listened to the post titled, "The Primary Barrier Stopping You from Everything You Want in Life" by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Benjamin. Hard to argue with this one. I don't know about you, but I tend to avoid difficult emotions whenever possible. But as we probably know, avoidance always makes things worse. And he makes some other good points. First, it's never or very rarely as bad as we think it will be. And second, these emotions are inevitable. That's what makes us human. So it's really about how we choose to feel about these emotions. And it truly is our choice. There were a bunch of great quotes in there, and one that I think is worth remembering is, "A person's success in life can usually be measured by the number of uncomfortable conversations he or she is willing to have." It's a good one to reflect on. Is there a particular conversation that comes to mind for you that is a difficult one to have and that you have been avoiding? Is there any way to make it a bit easier to take that courageous step forward? The more we do it, the easier it gets, like most things. So hopefully we can embrace some of these difficult moments as a learning experience and a step in the right direction instead of avoiding them altogether. And I'll take that step with you. And with that, have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.